The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
That guy is 80 years old and he's got a voice like that. Man, I'm so blown away by it. And here's the thing about what you just heard. You just heard a little spot during our break, if you were listening, about dialing up 228-28. Well, guess what? Censorship has come home to roost here at the Power Hour. If you're wondering why you have not been getting your email blast in your inbox and certain communications from us vis-a-vis Constant Contact, as I guess they've gone woke, because we've been given notice that they don't like our content and they're censoring us, believe it or not. So if you have a way to get to your past emails and there's a Constant Contact thing there and you have a way to communicate with them, you better call up and start screaming bloody murder. You see, this is what happened with Facebook when they started censoring Texit, because people on Texit would post texitnow.org on their Facebook posts and all of a sudden, censored, you're violating our content rule. No. Doesn't work like that. If they don't like you politically or something you said politically, you get nixed. Well, we must be hitting a nerve for Constant Contact to all of a sudden say, well, we have to censor you because we don't like your content. Excuse me. You're violating our First Amendment rights to free speech. See, Texit sued. Maybe we should call Paul Davis and have a little discussion about what would it take to sue Constant Contact? Boy, wouldn't that be a shakeup? Is this what it has to come to now? Is suing to get your way, to get your right to free speech? Suing to get your right to bear arms? And I mean, the court system is looking at this. I mean, you just saw the lawsuit in Washington State about MAGA. Guy brings a MAGA hat in, and here's the superintendent, or, you know, sitting there screaming at him using foul language. I'm not going to repeat it. I think you probably know what what's the effing deal with your hat. It's like, okay, lady, you're entitled to say what you just said. I'm entitled to wear my MAGA hat. You know, see, this is all turned into politics, and politics has been used to divide this country. I think we can all agree on that. In fact, it's made such a mess of our election system right now that they are arguing and fighting in the House. Now, Kevin McCarthy out of California, in a major reversal, has decided to support restoring a rule that allows a motion from the floor of the House of Representatives to vacate the chair and force a vote on a new Speaker of the House. And that change of position comes as the first vote of the newly convening 118th Congress is expected to begin in less than 48 hours at high noon. That's 11 a.m. our time, when we would normally or had been normally coming on, but now we're on from 7 to 9 for those of you on 7.490 live on shortwave. We're there as well as on AM/FM stations across the country. 844-769-2944 for you shortwave listeners that want to chime in. To be elected Speaker, McCarthy has to win votes of a majority of all members present on the floor for the vote. That means if all 222 Republicans and 212 Democrats are present, McCarthy can only afford to lose 4 GOP votes in order to secure the 218 needed to be elected Speaker. 5 House Republicans, led by Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, have said in recent weeks they will not vote for McCarthy under any circumstances, but that was before the Californian changed his mind on vacating the chair issue. Uh-huh. You see, politics as usual. The House Freedom Caucus, by the way, was the one that, and Lauren Boebert, I think, was on that. Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, Republican, he brought back the motion to vacate the chair to get McCarthy to agree to it. And so that, of course, now the House Republicans are going, oh, well, in that case, you see, all you got to do is a little tit for tat, little arm twisting, little, well, can if we do this, can we get this? You see the art of negotiation in Congress, how we maintain our power structure here. We don't give a damn about what the rest of you out there and we the people land think. We just care about how we function. And, you know, Pelosi gave us, gave all our staffers a raise to $212,000. Like we, the people, can afford to be paying all that. They can go out and hire. We have to hire quality people. Gee, what average corporation out there is paying their staffers $212,000 a year? Man, oh man, oh man. You talk about elitist running the shift show. Whoa. And of course, Trump, can't go without saying, Trump's got to chime in. The former president blamed Republican candidates who mishandled the issue of abortion as the reason for the GOP's lackluster midterm performance. And of course, he's pointing a finger at Mitch the bitch, Mitch McConnell. Yes, a bitch is a female dog, for those of you who are categorizing things. And in the other term that is used by the libtards, the word bitch means something entirely different. If you're in prison, bitch means something entirely different there, too. So, you know, here's the thing. When you politically accede to the other side, they call you a rhino. So let's use that word. And we all know what rhino means, don't we? Republican in name only, because you're willing to bend over and let the other side have their way with you politically. That's how it works, folks. Welcome to D.C. Yep. Or as, remember that movie, The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy? Remember Elaine Smith? Well, the fleas go with the dog. Yeah, I get to do my I am not a crook. You know what? You talk about politics. You want to hear something that really infuriate you? This is why people get elected to Congress. This is why. Liz Cheney is vacating her congressional seat today. And why? You know, she's not crying. She is returning home as a defeated 56-year-old Never Trumper, a multimillionaire. Her net worth was an estimated $7 million when she first took office in 2017 to possibly more than $44 million in 2020. We think it's going to be a whole lot higher. She held three posts, including a trustee position at the University of Wyoming, membership of a holding company, and what appears to be a position in her family's trust. Don't think she's not making money off of that. Over $44 million net worth, all because she's a congressman. And you wonder why they want to get elected. Because we have lobbying. We have dark money. We have all sorts of stuff that people throw at you. Just like all those candidates for the Senate that didn't get elected because Mitch, the rhino, you can substitute the B word for that if you don't want to hear me cuss. Mitch the Rhino decided he was going to withhold Senate dark money. That's what I call it, because it is a slush fund. And Blake Masters and Don Bolduc and all the rest of those people, Kelly Chewbacca up in Alaska, a ranked choice voting. Boy, is that constitutional or what? Cato Institute just put out an article on that, as a matter of fact. A Colorado man, 27-year-old man in Greeley, Colorado, is spending a very long time in prison after 5,800 fentanyl pills were seized. And of course, you know, they have to, district attorney, he made a profit off of destroying lives. Yeah, we got to demonize the guy on the way into jail. And you remember New Year's Eve, how things got a little crazy in New York? A 19-year-old man's been arrested on attempted murder charges in New York City. Now, let's see how long he stays in there. Yeah. Attempted murder of a police officer and attempted assault with a machete. Gotta love it. Meanwhile, Virginia School. Yep. The Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, Virginia, has been withholding National Merit Awards from students and their families. They were top performing students, and they withheld those things, denying them college admissions and scholarship opportunities for equity purposes. Now, you want to talk about fair? That's a libtard term, folks. That term fair, you heard Obama use that a lot. Shamalama Obama ding dong. He used that term fair. Is it fair? Let's talk about what's fair. What's fair is merit. If you do a good job, you deserve to be promoted. You deserve a raise. You deserve an opportunity to excel. Oh, no, no, no. We can't have that in America now. We have to have a level playing field because it's what for the collective good. Sounds socialism to me. Very socialism to me. So much for the National Merit Scholar Awards, all in the name of equity. Wow. Diversity, climate change, it's a scam. All of it's a scam. Wow. So, you know, it's crazy, crazy, crazy out there. We talked about your FDIC and your bank deposits, which is why Tony Robbins. Yes, it's Tony.
Tony, Tony, Tony. Why didn't you come to see me before?
You know, he's made this offer for all of you to join his little class. He's going to teach you about how to improve your life. I know my wife signed up for it last night. We were watching Tucker and Tony Robbins was on talking about it. So, you know, here's the thing. I have been telling people to, I can't declare it's time for bank runs because then they'll come after me and they'll say, oh, Krieger, you said everybody needs to go take their money out of the bank. Well, let me put it to you this way. Let's look at the story about the FDIC. Did you know that most of their money comes from other banks? The funding scheme makes the prudent banks pay to save the imprudent ones, imparting weaker banks frailty to stronger ones. Huh. And of course, they're now saying the best way to protect your deposits is to adequately research the banks in your community and pick one where the bank's officers handle their customers' deposits prudently. And Elliott Wave, of course, is saying, act while you can. The next financial downturn may be severe enough to put many banks at risk of collapse. Financial Armageddon, they're calling it. This is Elliott Wave now. And see, I'm just telling you what the economists that we rely on, and I'm talking about my back channel investment community out there that I deal with, they send me stuff for a reason. And it, Elliott Wave and Harry Dent and these other people, the Dent method, dial it up. Google it if you don't believe me. Harry Dent's been very good about, he can take and predict a 36-year timeline of what the average person is going to invest in. 36 years. And corporate America uses this model to base its marketing techniques to people. So, I'm trying to get some sense out there. Put on the critical thinking cap and think about the fact that if Tony Robbins gets on TV and says, you need to take your money and invest in yourself, then they're the ones that are telling you that your money, if Elliott Wave and Tony Robbins are saying similar things, maybe your money's not so safe in the bank. Maybe you need to form an LLC or you need to put it into something. See, here's the problem. America lacks manufacturing. We've sent it all to Mexico, and if you're in a right-to-work state, well, let's say you're not in a right-to-work state. Maybe you should move to a right-to-work state. See, here's the thing about economics. Musk, the CEO of Tesla and the new owner of Twitter, started 2022 as the world's richest man, but has since become the first person in history to lose $200 billion in personal wealth. Yeah, total wealth, $200 billion in history. He remains the world's second richest person, even as his investments had drastically decreased in value. But $200 billion? I mean, people, do you know what you could do with $200 billion? And here's the thing. You know, you're talking about the luxury market. And how, you know, and this is the thing, Joe from Arkansas brought it up about what Lincoln said about the wealthy. Well, luxury home sales took a significant plunge recently. Sales of luxury homes fell 38.1% year over year during the 3 months ending November 30th last year. The biggest decline on record. Now, what does that tell you? This is Redfin reporting this. Man, if luxury homes aren't selling everybody is starting to scale down. And that means the prices of these luxury homes are going to start taking a plunge because they got to liquidate. They got to get out because they're losing money. It costs too much. You see, the government in their taxation philosophy decided to turn around and say, okay, you can only deduct up to $7,000 of your property taxes on your income tax. That means if you're paying $25,000 in property taxes, that means, look at all that. Come on, do the math. 25 minus 7 is $18,000. You don't get to deduct. And people are starting to feel it. It's like, wait a minute. Maybe we should downsize, honey. So, what do you think? Why is Tony Robbins and Elliott Wave, why are they all saying this stuff? Why are people coming out now from blue states like California and New York, both of which experienced a six-figure population decrease since 2020 because they don't like lockdowns, they don't like the jab, they don't like it. They didn't want it. They don't like being taxed into oblivion. They don't like crime. This is the commonalities of both of these states. And where did they move? Texas and Florida, the largest gaining states in terms of populations over the last year. Wow. You see, they get it. All these people who are supposedly woke now woke up and they're awake and they're going, hey, you know what? We don't like this. We don't like the way things are right now. This is not a good thing for us. We need to get the hell out of Dodge. That's an expression. It's a cliche. And the word hell, how many times is that used in the Bible? So, hell could be a lot of different things. Could be a place on earth. Could be where some of us are going to end up. Come judgment day. Been referred to as Hades. We can say that too. If we're going to educate our kids, let's educate them to the ways of the world because, see, you got to be smart. Otherwise, the word would not have anything listed in there about knowing the ways of thine adversary whilst thou art in the way with him. You need to know how they think, folks, because you can't put on the whole armor of God like it talks about in the book of Ephesians unless you do. You got to know the ways of the world. I'm here defending freedom of speech, folks. End of story. We don't have to sit here and use four-letter expletives on this show to make a point. But I'll tell you what, I'm sick and tired of being censored, and everybody needs to blow up Constant Contact's inbox and start chewing them out for not getting their email blast because I think we're in a position to sue them. Because here is somebody who is a data supplier that we're paying money to send you your email blast. And we're being censored. Screw that. We're looking. Trust me. We're looking for another supplier. Constant Contact, you can go to hell. You can take the rest of your woke garbage with you. We don't like you anymore. If any of your people are subscribing to Constant Contact on any other thing, any other format delivery, unsubscribe. Start unsubscribing. You know, but we don't want you to unsubscribe from the Power Hour because then it might delete all your other email blasts that you got and you need your information. So when we find our new server that's going to get you your email in blast, then we'll let you know. But in the meantime, I really think we ought to sue Constant Contact. I think we need to get a hold of Paul Davis and see what our chances are because he's in a right fit mood to sue all of these social media and chat sections that are out there that are trying to censor us because they don't like what we say. You know what? That's too bad. If Constant Contact like MailChimp is an email process server, you know, that processes and sends emails to you and we're paying them to do it, they don't have any right to censor us. I don't know what you think about it, but I got to put my foot down on this one. Those people are in trouble in my book. They sign their own death warrant when they start challenging our right to free speech. The Chinese video sharing app TikTok is an addictive drug that the Chinese regime is offering to Americans, according to Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. He's the incoming chairman of a new House Select Committee on China. Oh, you didn't think they weren't going to put one of those out, did you? He's basically calling TikTok digital fentanyl. And here's the thing. Are you going to stop your kids from using it? Everybody loves that TikTok, ByteDance, Weibo, WeChat, Snapchat. They're all Chinese. And all your kids are just playing around on their phone. Here, I'll use my prop here on camera. They're all just sitting here playing around on their phone. And they're just having so much fun with TikTok and Snapchat and WeChat and all this stuff. And China, it's surveillance state, folks. China's getting all that data. Don't think it's not going to be used against you in the first place. You know what? In the long run, it's going to happen. A brother and sister, you want to talk about science and technology? And this is probably one of the reasons why Musk has lost $200 billion in personal income. A brother and sister said they had to stop six times in one day to charge a Tesla they rented for a road trip because the frigid temperature caused the vehicle battery to drain quickly. Xavier and Alice Stevenson were curious to see what driving a Tesla would be like, so they rented a model from Hertz in late December to drive from Orlando, Florida to Wichita, Kansas, according to Business Insider. And they had to stop six times because the frigid temperature drained their battery. Wow. Elon Musk, you know, what can I say? Money like an electric car fire burning through it. Yep. And see, the thing is that this all goes back to all these Green New Deal people out there. By the way, we have another massive ice storm that is set to hit middle America, southeast U.S., by the way. You're in for some nasty weather, including tornadoes. So please keep your weather radar and your weather scanners going, especially if you're in the southeast U.S., not so much Florida, but every place else, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas. Keep your weather radios tuned so that you can make sure that you're not caught in this stuff. We're looking at some pretty serious stuff up in north of you as well, with the ice storm hitting the Midwest states and into Arkansas and every place north of there. Oh, my. Speaking of surveillance state, Google Home speakers. Do you have Google Home smart speakers? Do you? I think you're going to want to hear this. These speakers have allowed for the installation of a backdoor account that could be used to control the device and access its microphone feed. In short, hackers could come in, take over Google's devices to spy on users by listening in on their conversations. Bleeping Computer reports a vulnerability in Google Home smart speakers allowed the creation of a backdoor account that could be used to remotely control the device and access its microphone feed, potentially turning it into a spying tool. You really want to keep that Google speaker around? It's just like Alexa and Siri. You say any of these two names, and all of a sudden they just bust in and go, uh-huh, yeah, I know. They're listening. And Google, by the way, chump change to them, going to pay $29.5 million settlement in lawsuits over location tracking. That's right. Separate lawsuits with Washington, D.C. and Indiana over the company's location tracking practices. According to The Hill, Google reached a settlement with D.C. and Indiana. And see, that's just two locales. $29.5 million to resolve separate lawsuits regarding its location tracking practices. The tech giant in the future has pledged not to mislead users about the collection and use of their location data. Yeah. If $29.5 million is chump change, you could bet they're still doing it. This is how they're making money, folks. This is how they made that $29.5 million, and they made it in very short order. Oh, we just love the convenience of technology, don't we? Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at ditching the smartphone and just going back to an old flip phone or just using a landline. I'm sorry, but, you know, we're going to have to pull out maps and start researching maps and pulling maps out. And looking, that's how we're going to have to update our map. We're going to have to learn how to read a map again. In the health category, Americans had lost nearly 3 years of life expectancy during 2020 and 2021. In 2019, the average lifespan of Americans of all ethnicities was 78.8% or 78.8 years. By the end of 2020, it dropped to 77 years. By the end of 2021, it's 76.4 by the end of 2021. Death rates for each age group, 1 year over and over. The age groups with the highest increases of deaths, including working age adults 25 to 54 and kids under four. Leading causes of death in 21, heart disease, cancer, and COVID-19, all three of which were higher in 2021 than they were in 2020. Unintentional injury and stroke also significantly increased in 2021. Heart disease, stroke, and cancer are all now known side effects of the COVID jabs. And for those of you who are in denial, your time is coming. You know, we don't like fear-mongering. I don't like pandering fear, but I'm telling you something. I remember a friend of mine in Florida, one of my wife's clients. She was a realtor down there, still is. And he was told by the VA, he got sent a notice from the VA, we've got your jabs ready. So he went and got the first Pfizer jab. Then he went and got the second one. 4 days later, he dropped dead of a heart attack. Actually, he was sitting in his chair watching TV, and they found him slumped over. 4 days after getting the jab. And, of course, his family. Hear no evil, see no evil. Yeah. Speak no evil. Yeah, wasn't the jab. We don't know what it was, but we're not going to go. We're not going to do an autopsy to find out if there were blood clots in there. We're not going to find out. We don't want to know. We're just going to all go out and get the jab. Yeah. The woman's daughter from Maine came down there and said, Mom, you need to go get the shot. We all got the shot. You need to get the shot. You can be protected. Yeah, Mom went out and got the J&J. Oh, it's the least of the problem. What don't they get about mRNA technology, for God's sakes? It's experimental gene transfer technology, for crying out loud. But hey, you know, see what's turning families against each other? And all of a sudden, one of the family members drops dead. Kevin in Ohio, I pray for your situation every day because of what your daughter-in-law did. They fell for it. And now they're dead. And they've hurt the family. And I pray to God for their help in grieving, in getting through this whole thing, because that stays with you. You don't forget about stuff like that. Trust me on that. And for everybody to sit there and go, oh, it's not the jabs. You people are fooling yourself. It's experimental gene transfer technology. If you would go to timetofreeamerica.com, Clay Clark has put it all there. You can read all the patents and see what's in this. You are not informed. You have no informed consent here. You don't know because they've left ingredients out. There's things in there they did not tell you. They were completely left off the label. They're lying. And they know it. And the only reason they would do something like that is because if they told you the truth, you'd say, oh, I'm not taking that. Well, you see, a lot of people woke up and they're not taking it. In fact, half of America now doesn't even trust modern medicine as a result of it. We told you about that yesterday, as a matter of fact. We've also got an article under health about two of the most important harmful ingredients processed foods have: high fructose corn syrup and soybean oil. Yeah. We're going to talk about that after we come back from the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on a lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Now we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Yeah. Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Let me guess, you went to pay bills and you signed 2022 on your checks. I know. It's going to take you a while to get over that. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I actually wanted to, you know, be your first caller this morning because then you'd figure, oh boy, this is going to be a bad year. But anyway, I had to do something for my wife, so I couldn't do that. I'm going to give you a little quiz here, and if you get the answer right, I'll go ding, 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 ding. Okay. Now, if somebody were running for political office in our current state as we are, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, or RuPaul, who would win the election?
That's a good one. You know what? I would trust Ron Paul more than the rest of them.
Wrong answer. RuPaul would win. Okay.
No, come on, Dave.
Well,
hey, Dave, come on. 1% of America subscribes to this whole woke RuPaul nonsense. I mean, 1% of America, let's figure that out. There's 333 million people there. So let's divide 333 or multiply that times 0.01. That would be 3 million people subscribe to this. I don't think they're going to get the votes to put. Yeah, I don't see it.
The computer algorithms that do the voting.
I get it. I should have played into that with you, but God. RuPaul. Yeah. Oh my God. That's good though. I like that. I like that. It's good come on for the first part of the year.
Yeah, and not to be a doomsdayer, okay? Although this may sound like it, okay? But there's a meteor, asteroid I should call it. Ooh. And it's going to make a swing by, you know, toward the Earth.
I've heard that.
Now these people got into it. Yeah, these people got into it very, you know, very well. And something that Einstein said, he was just off a little bit. In fact, they tell you how we missed the Mars first probe shot or whatever by quite a ways, and they show all the other ones where they screwed up, NASA data, whoever, you know. But they don't tell you about that stuff. Okay, but the Egyptians, because they've seen this thing for quite a while, apparently, it's called, the asteroid's name is Apophis. Now, fast forward. NASA calls it asteroid 99942, Apophis. And it comes by, you know, the closest to the Earth. Now, it's only 2 times the diameter of the Earth away from us, so any gravitational pull and whatnot. But it's going to be as close as you'll be able to see it in broad daylight.
Oh, okay? Really?
And that's on April 13th, which happens to be a Friday. But anyway, April 13th,
Friday the 13th.
2020. Yeah, 2029.
Okay. April 13th, 2029.
Yeah, and the guy saying it says, well, you know, you're going to know the season. He goes, but you're not supposed to know the day and the hour. He goes, how about the week and the month? and then it comes by again, if it didn't get absorbed by us at that time, on March 27th of 2036, and then April 12th of 2068. Ooh, now, I'll be long gone by then. The Earth. If that hits the Earth, it's going to be 100 times stronger than all the nuclear weapons we have on a planet right now. So obviously, that's going to be Remember the first time by flood, second by fire, and I'm not a computer whiz anymore, like you guys are, but I think it's a Siberian methane craters that's, you know. Because of what we're doing blocking the sun, we're containing the atmosphere somehow. So, in the methane, remember the ship's sinking in the Bermuda Triangle or whatever? It takes the buoyancy out of everything, and the ship says, go down. Well, that's the same thing with the methane. So, you know, that will be, quite interesting. And, again, you know, you don't live in fear. Okay, because
we're trying not to here. Oh my God, I forgot to send Todd our lions and tigers and bears thing from the Wizard of Oz. You know, so we could play that whenever we have a fear moment.
I want to see on VHS, you know, an old tape of the Wizard of Oz, because you know, obviously I've seen the other movie Moonraker where. They changed the thing, you know. And I just want to see, you know, who is it, the Tin Man carrying a pistol or the Scarecrow? I don't know. But
yeah, Scarecrow with AL-15. Oh, there you go. Will you talk about Biden again? Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, the Senate Speaker who's stepping down or whatever she's doing.
Oh, yeah, wherever she's going. She's going to stay right there. She's getting rich off all that insider trading tips.
You know, you mentioned before about the $225,000 stipend for
$212,100 for all of her staffers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I heard the, you know, the breakdown of if you took that money and you gave it to all of our homeless people to provide shelter or whatever, that would give them $50,000 a year instead of just giving it away at the border to these other people, you know, the ones that are coming in and spreading their disease. You know, again, we had the stalking horse and the Trojan horse. And
do you realize if they gave them 50? Yeah, Dave, if they gave each one of them $50,000 a year, we could build affordable housing for them so they wouldn't be homeless anymore. And they actually could have a future. This is the craziness of all of this stuff. This is all part of socialism. And that's why this country is the mess that it's in right now. Dave, thank you so much. God bless you, sir, for your call and everything you do. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Good morning. About that asteroid he just talked about, McCanny says, you know, when they predict something out that far in the future, they have to account for all the other things that are, that could affect it as it's coming in. So my thing is, they don't really know. This is just another thing to pump up the fear.
Well, anyway, and see, we had a guy that I talked to in California that said, you need to move to the high plains, or you need to go dig a tunnel or dig a bunker, and you need to get in it because on February 4th, 2023, the poles are going to shift and the whole world is going to, the whole U.S. is going to get washed over with a 700-foot wall of water. And I'm like, February 4th, 2023, really? Where am I, in Jonestown?
You know, talking about statistics in the last few years with the jab, I wonder how many divorces
this has caused.
Especially if people are talking about personality changes.
Yeah, that amongst family members, and this is the thing, you know, when we had Harold on the other day, Kautz, and he was talking about that, and the fact that the jab would create that kind of an issue, that is a very valid point. I wonder, see, but the thing is, you'd have to go into all the divorce records, and those things are fairly confidential. Most of those cases, the files usually stay with the attorneys or get given back to the client post-divorce once they pay their fees. And generally, that stuff is all hidden away. But wow, what a point. If they had the jab, if one party took it and the other party didn't, and all of a sudden the party that didn't take the jab notices the party that did take the jab, that would be the party of the first part, starts yelling at the party of the second part. The party of the second part says, well, I'm going to go to secure a divorce from you because I can't stand your belligerency anymore. And you're not being nice and you're not playing fair and you don't love me and da, da, da. And it all comes out. So, you know, that boy, what an interesting perspective.
Well, and also the people that have chosen not to make the government part of their marriage, you know.
Right.
Because that's what you're really doing when you get a marriage license. You know, they might be smart enough not to take the jab.
You would. Well, I know people that have a government. I mean, I've signed a few of those government contracts, and as an ordained minister down here in Texas, and you know, they, some of the people I know haven't taken the jab.
And also, that's, that marriage license is what gives the government, that they think that gives them the right to come in and take the children.
It's called jurisdiction.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had, Dave. Thanks.
No, it was good, Sherry. Thanks so much for that little reminder right there about jurisdiction. Oh, you know, see, and this is the thing. If you're, you look at the jurisdictional aspects of stuff like this and all of those adhesion contracts you signed that were not disclosed to you, and there's nothing, I really would like people to start researching these, because you see, there's always one of these arbitration clauses in there that says that if there's any disputes in this contract, it shall be done under the laws of the state of whatever, usually initiated by the company that you're signing an adhesion contract with, whatever state they're in, that's where it goes. So, yeah, there's jurisdiction in every single adhesion contract you sign. If you live in Texas, by the way, and you sign an adhesion contract called a driver's license, or you possess one, that means the state of Texas has jurisdiction over you, especially when you get pulled over. And a friend of mine up in Kearney, Nebraska, Paul Maruska, researched this because he lost his first traffic ticket in court and he got mad. The judge says, look, you want to know the law, go study it. So he got a copy of the Nebraska Vehicle Code and he won his next 17 traffic tickets. Yeah. And you wonder why? Because he realized what an adhesion contract was all about. Crazy the way life works. Now sit down, because I did this in my book, Doomed to Repeat. I actually have a list of all the adhesion. It's a whole page, 8.5 by 11 page of adhesion contracts you have signed throughout time. Oh my God. You would have to, in order to be that free, you would have to unwind every single one of those adhesion contracts you signed, life insurance policies, health insurance policies, government contracts, Social Security. They have an OMB form, but you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't fill it out right. So if you're going to fill out an unvolunteer from Social Security using the official OMB form that's out there, you really want to consult an attorney that knows what he's doing, that knows how to deal with the government. Somebody that sues the government under tort law a lot, because they probably have the most smarts. I would not go filling out one of those things on my own because it could get you in prison. The thing is that, you know, with all the stories that I have heard, and these are actual stories that have happened to people in court with somebody that doesn't have a Social Security number, not being forced to file a tax return. That's one adhesion contract, Social Security, that brings you into another adhesion contract when you fill out the 1040 form. And once you've signed your first one, you're now obligated to file and pay a tax every year or file a tax return every year, whether you pay a tax or not. Let's correct that. Wow. So we were talking about high fructose corn syrup and soybean oil, whether partially hydrogenated, organic, or made from newer soybean varieties modified in such a way as to not require hydrogenation. Well, guess what, folks? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's all genetically engineered. And most of the genetically engineered variety is planted on over 90% of U.S. soy acres. It's Roundup Ready engineered to survive being doused with otherwise lethal amounts of Roundup. GE soybeans have been found to contain residue levels as high as 17 micrograms per kilogram, and malformations in frog and chicken embryos have occurred in just over 2 milligrams per kilogram. So if that's the case, better be careful what you're feeding your chickens. Wow. How did electric vehicles handle America's Arctic blast? Oh, you're going to love this. For all those of you out there that are thinking, I got to go green and get me one of them EVs, there's now an estimated 1.7 million electric vehicles on U.S. roads. There's 333 million people in the U.S. and only 1.7 million are driving EVs, right? Compared to roughly 400,000 in the spring of 2018, right? That means a lot more Americans are experiencing the joys and pitfalls of EV ownership, from silent, swift acceleration and emission-free driving on the positive side to slower fueling times and shorter driving ranges on the negative side. Now, how do they fare in the cold? Well, we just told you about the brother and sister, or the couple that rather rented a Tesla from Hertz and had to charge it 6 times. Driving an EV on the highway in extreme cold is going to produce a range loss of 40% or more. Yep. EV fast chargers operate much more slowly in extreme cold, if they even work at all. The colder the EV battery, the slower the rate of charge that it'll accept, making fast charging in sub-zero temperatures potentially miserable and plodding experience. Think 45 to 60 minutes instead of a 25 to 35 minute one. right? EVs driven in regions with cold winter need to be charged at home, preferably in a garage. Owners can't rely on public infrastructure in the present state with current battery technology. Yep. Maybe in 5 to 10 years. You see, and I said this before, and even though, aside from range issues, EVs handled the Arctic air well, owners reported their cars started without issue, drove well, albeit with slightly reduced power, and heated quickly thanks to their fast-acting electric heaters. For drivers who didn't need to worry about traveling long distances, the EVs are functional, comfortable, and relatively untroubled by the cold. The problem is, they're great until they're not. And you're stuck out in an ice storm somewhere, freezing to death with no blanket in your car because you didn't think to prepare. Yeah. During a marathon ESG hearing, Texas state senators went toe-to-toe with Wall Street giants BlackRock and State Street. One state senator told them, "You can't serve two masters." Having joined global environmental, social, and governance clubs like Climate Action 100 Plus and Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative, NZAM, BlackRock and State Street, they signed pledges to leverage their voting power as the largest shareholders and 90% of the S&P 500 to reach net zero emissions by 2050 or sooner across all assets under management. In reality, they're doing no such thing. That's what they told Texas senators. Huh. Who's lying here? You really trust your money with Wall Street? That's why I got out. Tony Robbins was right about investing in yourself. We have a government you can't trust, yet you want to keep all your money in its banks that have a deal with the government to protect them. The government has made a deal under USC 12 and USC 31. You don't believe me? Go look it up. USC 12 is banks and banking. Look it up. The government is there to protect its own banking system. Congress voted to bring the Federal Reserve in 1913 through the Federal Reserve Act, and now we are now slaves to the rhythm. Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the slave. This is a problem. A 5.4 earthquake has hit Northern California on New Year's Day, the second in 2 weeks. Just thought, if you didn't know that already, struck ashore, onshore in Humboldt County, 5.4. California, of course, is bracing for more heavy rain after days of flooding. Torrential rain. You know, it's really funny. They either are so dry, have a drought. Oh, hi there, boys and girls. Can you say geoengineering? Sure you can. I wanted to get to the more important stuff with the remaining time we have here. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a beginner's guide to prepping, 6 things to remember for new preppers. And of course, this Friday, the organic prepper, Daisy Luther, is going to be guesting with us. Yep. Avoid hysteria. You know, don't look on social media where hearsay can gradually turn into half-truths. You're looking for online groups or forums to join. Look for those that share news from reliable, unbiased sources and avoid information overload. This is a part of a bigger problem here with prepping. You know, do you have the following items covered? Water. You're going to need drinking water and more of it for other tasks like cleaning and cooking. A way to cook. You have to have alternate methods that don't require electricity, so you can cook even after the power goes out. A way to stay cool and or hot in your home, depending on the weather. That's why we have a steel SIP home that is R60 in insulation value. That's why I'm building them. I have a finance mechanism for those of you moving to Texas that want to build. 15% down with a 680 credit score will get you into one, and they'll even purchase the land for you as well. Medical needs, sanitation, security, and defense. Gee, why would they put that in there for part of prepping? Goes right back to the fact of, and I'm going to ask her this, why are people buying, stockpiling food, guns, and ammo? Yep. You know why? Security and defense. Communication, information means you better have weather scanners and shortwave radios in a Faraday bag in case we have a geothermal or geomagnetic event. Then we talk about the grains, beans and legumes, meats and other proteins, and baking ingredients that you should have to buy for your food stockpile so you can get supplies before the SHTF. That's the proverbial caca hitting the fan, right? Or caca, as some of them would say, right? Do a regular inventory check and fill in the gaps. There's all sorts of prepping skills here, including tips for learning herbal medicine. So, more Fauci files coming this week on Twitter for those of you. Yeah, with that poll being released, about 49% saying COVID vaccine likely linked to all those deaths that are happening right now. Yeah. Oh, gee. Now, we're not fear-mongering here. We're just giving you the data, folks, so that you can put on your critical thinking cap, exercise your freedom of speech, and get active in your community. You need to do this. Your community right now is going to be your most important survival mechanism. You got to have it. You got to communicate with other people, especially your next door neighbors. You got to find out who in your neighborhood is prepared, who will help rally with you in case you are attacked by roving gangs. Hey, if you think that I am joking about any of this stuff, you just look at Los Angeles and the reason why people are leaving there. You look at all the smash and grabs, the stabbings of a 24-year-old clerk in a furniture store by a homeless guy, and you think, oh, that's normal. It just happens. It was random. No, it doesn't happen. Because the have-nots will come and take from the haves. That's the way life works when the proverbial caca hits the proverbial fan. What more can I say? Whole new thing about prepping, folks. Dave Krieger here with you. Well, we look forward to you joining us again for our Wednesday edition here, 7 to 9 a.m. Central. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, your love for fellow mankind, and keep America safe if you can. See you tomorrow. Bye now.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.